Thanks for listening to CarCast on Podcast One.
Social Gloves pay-per-view, June 12th, live from Hard Rock Stadium, Miami Gardens. Social Gloves presents Battle of the Platforms, streaming on Live by Live. Watch the internet's biggest rivalry, YouTubers versus TikTokers. They square off in the ring. It's the social media rivalry we love to hate. Headlined by Austin McBroom, founder of the Ace Family, fighting against teen idol and TikTok star Bryce Hall. Plus, can't miss performances from today's top music artists. Saturday, June 12th. Don't miss it on pay-per-view. Packages on sale now starting at $29.99. For a limited time, you can buy it at socialgloves.livexlive.com. Get tickets May 29th before prices go up. TikTok versus YouTube, which side are you on?
Hey guys, welcome to CarCast. We're going to be talking about all kinds of fun stuff. We're going to talk about what Bill's doing to his Dodge TRX, a sweepstakes giveaway that's coming up, electric EV, Hummer EV, Ford Lightning. We're going to touch on that as well. There's a lot going on. But before we get started, you know, Dodge has officially opened orders on the new 2021 Durango SRT Hellcats, the most powerful SUV ever. It's exclusive for 2021. They were going to make 2,000 units, but if you got an order in, they're going to fulfill those orders. So hopefully you were able to get one in. If not, check out some of the other ones like their 392. That's a badass Durango as well. But the SRT Hellcat has 710 horsepower. It's got this new aggressive exterior styling, and it's got the new interior with a driver-centric cockpit. It's got the new Uconnect system as well that I got a chance to experience. It's fast. It works great. It's very intuitive. It's one of the best infotainment systems out there. And all buyers of the Hellcat receive a full day of pro instruction at the Radford Racing School. Deliveries begin early this year, so you'll be able to take advantage of that. As you know, Dodge was ranked number one for initial quality and best driver appeal for mass market brands by J.D. Power. It's the first brand ever to be ranked number one in initial quality and appeal in the same year. So see your local Dodge dealer or visit Dodge.com today to schedule a test drive. Hello, welcome to CarCast. I'm Matt, the moderator. DeAndre here with Bill Goldberg. How's Texas, buddy? Having a little troubles on the ranch?
you gotta keep that thing going.
The more shit you got, the more shit that can go wrong.
That's actually very true.
Big thunderstorm the other night blew our water pump up again. It's one thing after another. But hey, how are you?
We're good.
I don't have any water again. But that's good. Well, that's cool. I can see how long it takes for me to really smell bad. I
don't Well, there's a lot going on in the car world, but we're going to go over a few things, some new vehicles, some new specs. As you guys are listening to this, yesterday night was the virtual debut of the Ford F-150 Lightning, so we're going to talk a little bit about that and more. We get a bunch of other.
I would imagine you're going to be hanging on every word of that one.
Well, you know, I've got some information that was sent to me by Ford, embargoed. So here we are in the studio, reading the information, going through some of that. But
I'm on a Nitto embargo.
Knowing it's going to air. Oh, Nitto embargo. Okay.
And tease a little bit on the site.
And then I will let you know that later this week, when Adam and I are in here in the studio, we're going to be talking to Darren Palmer, who's the head of like EV for Ford as well. So excited about just being able to follow up and get a little bit more of an interview to all the stuff we're gonna talk about today. Before we get started, a word from our friends at Dodge. As you know, Dodge is ranked number one for initial quality and best driver appeal for mass market brands by J.D. Power. It's the first U.S. brand ever to be ranked number one in initial quality and appeal in the same year. So see your local Dodge dealer or visit Dodge.com today to schedule your test drive. All right, so Hummer EV. I want to talk about the Hummer EV as we're getting closer to a production version of this truck. I saw it at Bear Jackson Scottsdale. We talked about it. I told you guys it is a biggin. It's a biggin. It is not small, but now we find out it's definitely not going to be small. The weight of the truck came out at 9,046 pounds, so over 9,000 pounds for the Hummer EV. I get it. It's big. It's got a lot of battery to it. But the Hummer H1 that from back in the day, the Schwarzenegger Hummer, as we all kind of know it, that's 8,100 pounds. You know, this is almost 1,000 pounds more than that thing. This has got to be into the size, the batteries. This is like big dually pickup truck kind of weight. I'm figuring at this point.
Now dimension wise, how does it compare with the H1? Is it wider?
Yeah. So this one is 217 inches long, 86.7, so almost 87 inches wide, 81 inches tall. I want to say the H1 was 185 inches long and 87 inches wide. It's almost as wide. It's less than an inch narrower, this one, but significantly longer. 185 wow. inches for the H1 and 217 inches for this thing. And this is a little taller. The H1, actually, they kind of seem kind of squatty in H1, even with the big tires on it, low roof, you know. They sat 78 inches tall. This is going to sit 81 inches tall. We already know it's going to be super fast because the Launch Edition has the available 1,000 horsepower. My concern is at this weight, stopping the vehicle.
Going to fry the brakes.
I mean, I'm sure there's some sort of electric motor thing happening, to bring this thing down to a halt. Along with, of course, the braking and whatnot. I mean, obviously, they're not going to release this thing and go, hey, it's fast and it's heavy and it's cool, but it doesn't stop.
It's on you to stop it.
Yeah, right. Like you've got a Fred Flintstone your way out the floorboards of this thing to get it to stop. It's menacing looking. I. It's very big. I'm trying to figure out like sort of who's the customer for this thing. As much as you think it, it's
other
like,
than a basketball player.
Yeah, but you know, as much as you think it's kind of a cool, high-end, expensive sort of Beverly Hills kind of, you know, menacing vehicle, like it's not going to be easy to park. You know, like, and by the way, good luck handing this over to any valet in LA, you know, that's used to little sports cars and stuff. Like this thing is going to be difficult to park. I mean, I don't know. Maybe out where you live, it makes more sense. It's going to be badass. It's going to be a pretty capable vehicle. But, 9,000 pounds. And here's the trick, though. I'm pretty sure at this weight, this thing can be registered as farm equipment. And there's much more. If you're leasing it like through a business, you can lease it through a business and get a better a write-off on it because it's heavy enough to qualify as farm equipment. You know, it's a little.
Yep.
I'd say it's a little.
Buy another tractor there.
Yeah,
exactly. Hummer.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So there might be an advantage for people with this space. If you have this space, you can get into something like that. Speaking of electrification, Lamborghini just outlined their future for the next few years. What does it mean for Lamborghini? How are they going to start to embrace the electrification that we're starting to see? McLaren has made some big statements about it. Ferrari's doing more with it. And, Lamborghini, obviously they're 10 cylinders and even the 8 cylinders and the trucks and stuff. They're all great, but really it was always about the naturally aspirated V12, the sound of that thing, the RPM. It just is an amazing engine for them, and certainly note-wise, it plays a big part into the characteristics of Lamborghini, right? It's one of the things we love about the Aventador is the sound. So Lamborghini is saying, we're going to continue to have the naturally aspirated V12 for a couple of years, and they're going to release two more models, specialty models. We can call them limited production collector models, something along the lines of that, if you'd like. And then they're going to go into around 2023, they're going to go into a hybrid technology. And then by mid-25 or so, they will have an all-electric version, but they don't want to abandon the hybrid version of that. So the press release information that came out, so it, not to make it sound misleading, is they're saying we're going from V12 to hybrid to electric, but they want to keep the hybrid version because they want to have an electric motor paired up with a naturally aspirated V12. So you could still get the V12 sound, and they don't have to do things performance-wise to the V12 that takes away that sound, meaning they don't have to supercharge it or turbocharge it. They can keep a naturally aspirated V12. Add electrification, they'll be able to improve the gas mileage and fill in that, you know, as we talked about, sort of the low-end torque that electrification provides, you know.
But you still have the sound of the normally aspirated engine.
Yes, when it kicks on, right? So it could go from quiet to kicking on. And then when you get on the freeway and it cruises a little bit, it might shut that engine off
Even more badass. Right?
It is kind of badass.
That's cool.
I kind of do like the idea. And you know, there's going to be settings in there. There's, you know, the street or comfort, and then there's sport and track. And when you click it onto those settings, it will automatically turn that engine on, right? So if you want to run the engine, you know, just to, you know, as you're going through your parking garage and you want to make a fuss, you know, at the mall, well, you can put it in track mode and still go 9 miles an hour and fire up the engine, or the opposite, put it, you know, just shut the engine off and put it in EV mode. So that's kind of the direction that Lamborghini's going in. I'm always curious to see when we hear things like this, what it does for the performance, because I do like the idea of having that low-end, off-the-line torque of an electric motor and then start to fill it in with the high-horsepower engines afterward. And they might be able to tune the engine a little bit more to, you know, they've got it tuned with a balance of enough low-end torque for that thing to shoot off the line and get you whatever, 2.9, 3 second, 3.10 to 60. But if they say, hey, we can tune this for more top end, it wouldn't surprise me if you see, I don't know, if there's a 205 mile an hour Aventador, if that doesn't become a 215 mile an hour Aventador, you know, or 220, because now they can put more of that power toward the top end.
I think it's the best idea yet as far as turning to electrification for a company that's known for the sound of their engines. I mean, let's look at Maserati, right?
Yeah.
You know, what did they end up doing with the replacement of the Ferrari engine? Was it a Mercedes?
No, that's Aston Martin. Aston Martin's working with AMG on that side, a partnership with them. Maserati has developed their own, like, in-house, I want to say, 3-liter turbo engine. But you're right. I mean, McLaren is getting all in on the hybrid stuff, but I honestly never thought the McLaren engines were that great sounding. I mean, in sport mode, a 720 sounds pretty good, but just the normal modes, they weren't there. But Ferrari was there, you know, and Ferrari with their flat plane crank V8s and their incredible 12s, they did have the sound. So for them getting into hybrid and keeping their engines as well makes a lot of sense, because they do have a lot of that sound there. So I'm on board with this. I'm on board with this with Lamborghini as well. It's definitely going to keep them competitive as far as the performance
side. Well, how do you get the best of both worlds?
Yeah, I think we're going to get the best of both worlds. You know, well, let's move on. Speaking of best of both worlds, BMW. BMW's got their small, the 2 Series. The revised version of this is coming out. They've got the 230i, which is the 4-cylinder version, I believe turbo 4-cylinder, and the M240i. This is a great little it's kind of what the M3 used to be. This is going to have the turbocharged 3-liter, straight six, but now it's 382 horsepower, which is a 47-horsepower bump, and it's going to have their all-wheel drive system, their xDrive all-wheel drive system. It'll definitely have a rear bias to it. No word yet on whether it will be available with a manual transmission or not, but what we know is it was it's very fast around the ring. It's got 12% stiffer chassis. The front end lift has been reduced by about 50%. A little front and rear wider track, a new suspension, redesigned steering system. So it's just overall just a sharper, more crisp, better handling 2 Series. It's going to be super fun to drive. And the best part is it looks like they're not going with that giant bucktooth grille that's going across the lineup.
I was just about to ask.
Yeah, I maybe they just can't fit the big stupid thing on the 2 Series, but that's a benefit for all of us. So now, like, I get it, this smaller version, but it's kind of the hot, fun, small version of the car. And, you know, everybody that's like Alistair Weaver came on, he's like, hey, man, I know that M3 and that M4 is super ugly, but it performs fantastic. Like, it's just the best car they've made in a while. I was like, yeah, it's just not enough for me. Because there's a lot of really good cars out there. There's a lot of really good cars out there right now. So it doesn't look like they're going to have the big grill. It'll be a big grill, but instead of being vertical like Bucktooth, it's going to go horizontal. So the kidney oval shapes that you're going to have are going to just be much more horizontal. So I think it's going to look better. It's going to be an interesting car to get into, especially at the price point that we're looking at for those things. Before we move on, let me tell you about our friends at Geico. You guys can own your home or you rent your home. Either way, we know that it can be a lot of hard work, but we also know what's easy, and that's bundling your policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowners or renters insurance along with your auto policy. And that's a good thing because we already have so much to do around our homes already. So just go to geico.com and get a quote and see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit Geico.com today. That's Geico.com. Tell me what you're doing to your truck. I saw the TRX back, and it was in a fancy facility.
I think the video.
Is it going to be done
and
by
and
time?
And the hint would be why they were steam cleaning the inner fender wells.
Yeah. So
to cast light in a beautiful manner on the new tire that's coming out from Minow.
Oh, I got you. I see what's going on. Let's recap on that. We lost a little bit of audio there. We're having some weather issues in Texas that seem to affect everything from Wi-Fi and what room you could be in and whatnot. But anyway, you posted some photos, some video of the TRX getting super, super clean, steam cleaned under its undercarriage, basically under its naughty bits. And
you know, it's not necessarily the image that I want to portray driving this big badass truck, but at the end of the day, I got to take care of my sponsors and to do that properly. We will focus on Nitto because they have a new product coming out. I got the inner fender wells steam cleaned, and now we're ceramic coating them. So, you know, I'm just creating a nice backdrop, a beautiful backdrop in a la supermodel fashion,
yeah.
As I'll take words out of your mouth, to display a new attire. That's it.
Yeah. Well, that's a hefty.
And in the meantime, get some good shots for Rigid and get some good shots for ADD, you know, with the bumpers. And I'm just trying to kill 200 birds with one stone.
Yeah. Well, it looks,
and I'll never do it again with that truck. So well, we might as well get it all done now.
Until you decide to change something new underneath the truck and be like, I got to photograph it all over again. Yeah, focus, yeah. Stay in one lane. Come on now.
Then there's that.
Yeah. So. Right. Although, says the guy who's got 2.5 cars sitting in pieces.
2.5. I wish it was only 2.5.
Yeah. Well, so I've only got two and a half. I've got two and a half.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's going
to
be exciting.
We like to call the cattle black.
Yeah. Right. That's going to be exciting to see some new product from Nitto. Our friends at Nitto Tires as well. We talked about it last week. I got the 555 G2s on my Lightning right now, which I actually can't wait to, you know, put the engine in and see how these things hook up, because I got way more tire than the truck can handle right now.
I got some info yesterday from Mario about the Red Eye, which is now comparable to the black Challenger 6-speed, you know, that's pushing 1,000 horsepower.
Yeah.
The Red Eye is pushing about the same numbers, and it's got the 555 G2s on it. And Mario's like, you know what? I kept spinning. I said, well, you got the wrong tire on.
Yeah, so. You know, it might be – so you might try the drag radials on that. It could help a little bit, but I
– Oh, you think? Yeah, I got like 700 sets of them in the garage. So, yeah, all of my vehicles had those tires on. Every one of the cars, not the truck, but had the drag radials on it when I moved here, right? But then there's this thing called I-10 – reconstruction, right? So they're working on the highway day after day after day, month after month. So, you know, the things tracks really horribly. And then when it rains, I might as well just ride a bicycle. So in come the 555s.
Right. Okay. Well, I guess you got to be able to swap them out. It's not a bad idea to be able to do it, but now, you know, it's easier if you got extra sets of wheels. I don't have extra sets of wheels. It cost me a fortune to get those custom made wheels from Brad Fanshaw at Bond Speed for the Lightning. I guess I can have him make another set. It wouldn't be the worst thing in the world to say, hey, you know, make another set, or at least the rears, just make another set of the rears and just keep, I don't know, we'll figure it out. Depends on
100%. And
I don't get much rain out here, so if I commit to the
that's an understatement. A little birdie told me that HRE is working on a package of a very, very affordable wheel coming out. So
yeah, you know,
keep your eyes peeled for that.
I was you and I were talking off the air before we started, and I was in my warehouse in the Matt Cave over there. And doing some work on the new engine. And I kept thinking about, like, well, I'm going to take the Lightning engine out of my truck. I'll end up rebuilding it and freshening it up a little bit, doing something fun with it. And I was trying to think about, well, what would be a cool project to put it in? Well, how this all started was the 2000 Cobra R engine that shot up on Bring a Trailer. If you guys saw this, they only made 300 2000 Cobra R's in 2000. And it was a very cool vehicle. The side exhaust, the big splitter in the front. It's a 5.4 liter dual overhead cam engine, but with a very unique intake manifold that was never made again by Ford or in the aftermarket. So the intake alone is worth some money. Now, it is an iron block. It's a 5.4 liter iron block, so it's a heavy engine. They didn't go to the aluminum block for some time after that. But that engine came up on Bring a Trailer, and I started looking at it, and it's funny. I was talking to Corolla about it. I was like, I don't know. This engine's pretty cool. I mean, somebody's building a full-fledged, like, twin-turbo racing car out of a real 2000 Cobra R. You know, there's a whole nother discussion whether they should be doing that or not. If he wants to do it, more power to him. It's fine. Personally, you know, I've cut up some rare cars, some Mustang Cobras, obviously, but I've tried to do some period correct things with the right heads and all that stuff. So, you know, this guy wanted to take the engine out and sell it as a crate engine with only 15,000 miles on it to somebody that can do something. So I was thinking, I might want to buy that engine. So I did bid on it on Bring a Trailer. And then, of course, as Bring a Trailer does, toward the end, it just started bid after bid after bid. And it basically went for almost double what I bid. And then I kind of got a sense of relief because I was like, what am I going to do with this engine? And what am I going to put it in? And I kept thinking about it, what would be a cool project for it. And I was thinking, you know what? I do kind of like the idea of an early Bronco, like a Gen 1 Bronco. You know, our friend Jonathan Ward at Icon is making some beautiful machines. And then when we came back from Bear Jackson and Scottsdale, that was one of the things that was standing out. These Broncos are going off the charts. You know, anybody that's pretty competent in building one is, I don't know, spending $100,000 building it and selling it for Bear Jackson for $140,000, $150,000. I'm not saying I want to build something to sell, but you know, we keep talking about these missed opportunities going, oh, I should have bought a Mustang years ago before they came $60,000. And, you know, oh, you can't get a Gen 1 Camaro anymore because they're, you know, ratty ones are $30,000 and Mustangs are $30,000, you know. And I keep thinking, well, I know Broncos are already getting pretty expensive.
I hope you got your eye on one already because every second they're going up.
I know. So I was looking around. You're right. This is going to be one of those things that I'm probably going to end up getting something that's kind of ratty and just putting it aside for a while until I can get to it. But since I didn't get that engine, I was thinking, you know what, though? I do have a Ford Lightning, and I don't need to go crazy with the modern mod motor. Everybody's doing that. I kind of like the idea of having my Lightning with the new engine, the Dart engine, and then taking that engine out, rebuilding it, keeping the Lightning intake, the block, the heads. I'll just rebuild everything. I've got a supercharger. I've got two superchargers for it, so I could just get it ready for some boost and throw that into a Gen 1 Bronco. Now, it's iron block and iron heads, but in that truck, I'm a little less concerned about all of that, right? That
was, absolutely.
My thought was like, hey, you know, if I did something sportier, you know, weight is going to be a concern, which is why I wouldn't drop it into a Fox body and why I reduced the weight in the truck. And I was like, but a Bronco is, I don't know, it's kind of a cool truck to do, you know, the first. Have you ever owned one? I'm just curious. Have you ever owned a first
gen? They're too small.
Yeah, are they? I guess so.
They are 100%. That's why I bought the Blazer, 69 Blazer.
Yeah, the Blazer.
Fully removable top.
Yeah.
That's for sale, by the way, if anybody knows someone who wants it, because I'm a Dodge guy now. I can't build it.
Oh, what? When did that happen?
Exactly.
All right. Well, anyway, that's my thoughts is I maybe build at some point in a year or so when I get these other projects done.
a year or so wouldn't get them done. You have to throw that in. They won't be done in a year or so.
Well, I've got some commitments that I have to. I have some obligations to.
Ooh, maybe they will be done.
To meet. So
under the gun.
The pressure is you know, the heat's turning up and on.
We got to get it ready for the debut of the new Lightning, right? Because of the photo shoot thing.
Oh well. No, I just got to wash my truck and keep it stock for now, Chubb, because that's never – if I start taking the engine out now, it's not going to happen. But anyway, so the thought is, I don't know. You guys let me know. How about a Gen 1 Bronco, do it up pretty nice, throw the Lightning engine in it, throw a little supercharger on it. I've got
100%.
I've got the Powerdyne, but I've also got a Vortec supercharger. That this is one that I on my E46 M3 when I went out on the I was going out on a date and the supercharger seized up and I towed it back and I just replaced the supercharger. So I've got that one that I can send out and get rebuilt and turn it into sort of a modern version of that. So I don't know, maybe a intercooler, liquid air intercooler, keep it all under the hood, supercharger. I think we can get somewhere
like
in that.
New build.
think you can make, I think you can conservatively make 500, 550 horsepower.
Let's just say that it will be plenty for that little frog or that little Bronco.
And if you think about it, I could do it with a, I don't want to go too long of a stroke on that. I wouldn't go 427 because the piston sleeves are, this isn't an aftermarket block, which has a longer sleeve like the Dart block. So maybe a little bit shorter stroke, maybe a 408 cubic inches, plenty of low end torque. And I don't know. Let me know what you guys think. Should we do a Bronco or if you got another idea? I can just get your Blazer and put my Lightning engine in that and piss everyone off.
Everybody. Yeah. Or I could put a Hellcat motor in that Blazer. Yeah, that'd be fun.
That would be kind of fun, actually. Everybody's mixing and matching these days. Look, our friend Tom Nelson and Nelson Racing Engines is finally building a super badass twin turbo Fox body Mustang, but it's an LS engine. It's an LS engine with this crazy alien intake, and he's, follow him on Instagram because he's got all the renderings and things that are happening. It's just the wrong engine for that vehicle, you think, but I'm still a fan. Like, I'm a fan of what he's doing, so I'm on board with it. Speaking of TRX, let me hit this real quick. You're doing a thing. You're helping to promote this, but this is Omaze. You guys have seen Omaze all over social media. Lots of people doing like a raffle, like a sweepstakes. You buy tickets for a few bucks, whatever they are, and you get a chance to win various vehicles. And celebrities all over are supporting charities and embracing this thing. And you're doing that as well, right?
Yes, sir. Team Rubicon, man. You know, there's not much more of a worthy entity to fight for than those guys. I mean,
so Team Rubicon is military veterans. It's a veteran-led disaster response organization. It mobilizes veterans, first responders, civilian volunteers to help communities before, during, and after disasters and humanitarian crises. COVID-19 relief on the floods in Texas.
Yeah, they're on their way to the house right now to help me with my water.
Because I don't know if I'd say that's a disaster relief. I mean, it depends on.
They haven't smelled me today.
I was just going to say, it depends on how many days go by with you having to work out and animals running through the house and all the time. So maybe do us all a favor and get the water fixed.
Why do you think I stay by myself?
We're going to take you to the do-it-yourself car wash and hit you with the power washer at some point. It's a nonprofit charity, so it's a great way to support them. And what happens is you can go to Omaze or you can go to Goldberg's Garage on Instagram. You can find Goldberg there holding up the sign that says Omaze or the TR Win the TRX. Click on that link in his bio, Goldberg's Garage on Instagram. Click on the link in his bio. It'll take you directly to the page. You can buy a ticket. You can buy one. You can buy multiple tickets. It's not that much. And you have a chance to win a brand new Ram TRX.
And 20 grand.
And 20 grand to like help cover the taxes on the whole thing. So it would be it'd be fantastic to support that. It's not very expensive. You can get 100 entries for $10. You can get 250 entries for $25. And there's a couple of other packages if you want to spend a little bit more than that. But
they do some amazing experiences, man. They really do. And they raise a hell of a lot of money for some terrific charities out there.
So listen, you want to give 10, 25, 50, whatever, $100 to this charity. A great way to do it would be also enter for a chance to get yourself a super badass truck out of the deal. And if you don't get the truck, that's fine. You donate it to the charity. They're going to appreciate that. So I just want to 100% touch on that.
You can go to both of my bios on both of my pages on Instagram, Goldberg95. You can click that link in the bio and enter, and then also Goldberg's Garage. So.
Awesome. We appreciate that. Let me Let me tell you guys about Empire Covers real quick. Nowadays, cars are designed to keep you safe on the road, but are you providing the same protection for your car off the road? Well, that's where Empire Covers comes in. They offer high-quality, affordable covers engineered to protect against rain, UV rays, tree sap, pollen, pretty much anything that damages your vehicle's paint. And for premium protection, try out their American Armor covers. They're proudly made in their Kentucky factory, and they have covers for RVs, boats, motorcycles, and more. All their covers come with a free multi-year warranty. Definitely check these guys out. But here's a good deal for you. You'll get free shipping plus an extra 15% off your entire order with promo code CARCAST. Go to empirecovers.com/CARCAST. Use promo code CARCAST at their website. And during checkout, you'll get free shipping plus 15% off. It's Empire Covers. Protect what you love. So speaking of hot rod trucks, the guys over – this is kind of confusing to me because there's a company called SVE, which is weird to me, Special Vehicle Engineering, because the our friends at Late Model Restoration that do all of the restoration parts for the Fox Body Mustangs and Lightnings – their own internal parts are called SVE. So I'm getting a little confused on what SVE is which. But there's a group called SVE that used to be SLP. Now, SLP we did know, right? There was SLP. They did the Firehawk, the Pontiac Firehawk and stuff. And I think there was some kind of thing going on. I think even like Roush might have purchased SLP at some point, maybe just the assets or something. So Roush would be able to do all the Ford stuff with Roush brand and then own SLP and do other things through the SLP brand. But basically, SVE is what formerly was the SLP guys, and they want to come out with a hot sport truck. So they took the Chevy Silverado and they came up with the Yenko SC Chevy Silverado. They put on a 3-liter Whipple charger on top of the 6.2-liter V8, and it ends up being 710 horsepower, which is a familiar horsepower number. If you guys got a thinking, we were just talking about TRX, but they have it in a couple different trim models, but you can get it sort of the sport truck versions lowered a little bit.
Crazy. And how many horsepower. Are there? 50 there's, examples?
They're only going to make 50 of them. And I know there's been a lot of like tuner builds and stuff that have come along, but these are the SLP guys of yesterday, and they've got a good reputation. They built some pretty cool things back in the day, so it's very cool to take a look at. So if you're looking for a hot sport truck, I don't know what the pricing is. You'll have to reach out to them. You can get it in the various trim levels, the Trail Boss, the LT Trail Boss, LTZ. Whatever. So you can go to them and say, hey, I want one of these things. Start with this truck with Trail Boss or with sport version or whatever, and let's do it. I looked at the photos, and it looks like the supercharger is Whipple, and we big fans of our guys, our friends at Whipple. So be kind of cool to check that out as well if you guys are into high horsepower, loud trucks. If you're in high horsepower, not so loud trucks, well, the Ford Lightning has been announced. It will be...
Nice segue.
563 horsepower, 775 pound-feet of torque. They're saying mid 4 seconds, 0 to 60. There's going to be a standard and a long range, ranging from 230-mile range to 300-mile range. It's going to be every bit of the truck that you would expect. They're saying it supports a maximum payload of 2,000 pounds. It'll tow 10,000 pounds. And, I think we touched on it before. If not, forgive me, because it was part of my notes at some point. But one of the new features of the F-150 is basically a scale in the back. When you put stuff in the bed of the truck, the truck tells you how much it weighs. So now you can start to figure out your load capacity. And also, when you hitch up a trailer, it tells you the tongue weight on that trailer. And the reason why the F-150 has that is because they were developing this technology for the Lightning. And because the Lightning is smart enough to say, hey, you're fully charged. You're going to leave the house. You've got 300 miles on your extended battery range. But I see you just added a trailer. So now it tells you the weight, right? It's like, oh, well, judging by the tongue weight, this is what you're towing, you know.
So it recalculates
it recalculates for you and tells you what your range will be based on that. So
that's actually cool as shit.
It's actually cool as shit.
That's really cool. Yeah.
And Ford was starting to think, they're going, well, on the gauge cluster or the dash or something, it tells you what the weight is, right? But as you're hooking up a trailer, you might want to know. So I have to look into the specs, but it does something with the taillights. And the taillights are almost like a thermometer. Like the lights start to blink, or they start to – like an LED starts to go up and down to tell you what – so as you're hooking it up, you'd be like, oh, I'm kind of in the mid-range. And then you can go and look at the dash and figure out what the actual weight is. But it's kind of neat that they sort of put that in the back as well. They're like, well, how do we do it without putting a screen in the back of the truck or something in the tailgate? They're like, let's just flash some lights in the back and figure it out. So kind of a neat idea. There's going to be a lot more we can get into on this thing. That's going to be the military grade aluminum body that they've been having for a little bit of while now. It's got an independent rear suspension, so it should be a very comfortable ride as well. Of course, the Ford Pass app. It's got the power on board thing. This is interesting as well, because this is kind of a big thing where their power boost hybrids came in, is you can power your house, you can power a job site. Well, you can do that with this truck as well. And it will tell you things like, this is where you are on your battery level, or you can even, it'll alert you on your phone. Let's say you can power your house, you know, an average house, if the power goes out, let's say, like, again, like the floods and everything that you guys had out there, like, you've got power, but you've got no water, so I can't help you. But if it was the other way around, you can use this as a generator.
So you hook it up to your house, you drain the battery, and then the power runs out of your house. How are you going to charge your vehicle?
Right. So it's smart enough to alert you and say, hey, we're powering your house. We can go full bore for 3 days. Or if you sort of plan and ration, for lack of a better term, if you ration the power, you can go much longer, 10 days or something. And then, but what you can do is you can say, hey, I need to go someplace to plug this truck in. This is roughly how far it is. Or it'll tell you, like, the closest place to plug it in is 22 miles away. So, you know, we're going to alert you, or we're going to shut it down before that battery is dead. Fire. So you can go out there and get it done. What's interesting is, with the right configuration, getting your house or your office or your warehouse or something sort of set up, this can do a transfer both ways. So you can plug your truck in, get your truck charged, or you can plug your charge in, or go back and forth. You know, now here's another interesting thing is I think you've looked into this as well, especially on your ranch. We've talked about homes having battery backups. So the battery backups are when your power goes out, right? But also, the battery backups are smart because if you're running, let's say, solar power, or even without solar power, you're charging your batteries in off-peak hours, okay? Mm-hmm. But let's say you drive your truck, and when you're at home, you can basically use the truck to power the house during peak hours to lower your bill, and during off-peak hours, charge the truck, right? So you can use the truck as battery backup for your house, right?
It's brilliant, I gotta say.
I mean, the whole point is you're lugging around a massive mobile battery. So why use it just for the vehicle when there's more things that we're seeing, right?
Battery backups on homes. Well, I mean, you saw how useful it was with the storm here.
Yeah.
Right?
right?
You know, back a month ago, 2 months ago, whatever, that made the news. I mean, it was it turned out to be a brilliant piece of technology,
right? And that's kind of what we're getting at with this is saying, well, you know, there's outlets on the truck. There's 110s. There's 220s. There's multiple outlets. You can run a job site. You can run all kinds of things. You bring the power with you. And then later you can plug it in, or in case of emergency, you can use it as a giant battery, as a backup battery. So there's some pretty cool things. And of course, you're getting all of the F-150 features that we talked about before, the fold down, you know, the lay flat seats and the center console. The shifter goes down and the center console lays flat. You can put a laptop on it. It has all the cool features. But anyway, just to touch on the battery technology a little bit.
Is there anybody else out there that does that?
Not that I've seen so far. So this is the first to do it. Now, we've got a lot of trucks coming down the pipeline. We've got Rivian and a bunch of others that are coming down. Of course, even GM EV. Oh, and of course, because this is an EV and the electric motors, the two electric motors, it's all-wheel drive, are underneath the truck. Where there used to be a giant hood and a giant engine, you have a giant frunk. And it's cool because it's watertight, but also if you want to put wet stuff in it, there is a drain. And there's a power outlet in there, so you can actually throw gear in there, plug it in, charge your gear as you're driving, or just close it and lock it, right? And then park it as you're charging stuff in this giant frunk, which is
just
kind of
truth be told, if I ever say that word, kill me.
Frunk, 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 frunk.
I can hear it, but I ain't never saying
front trunk, front trunk. You can say front trunk.
I'm going to defer to you.
Hey, wait a minute. It's like a fanny pack in the front of your truck.
Well, in that case.
Oh, see, there you go. Yeah, well.
Nice analogy there. Good one. That's true, though. It's pretty damn close.
It is. It's like the fanny pack in front.
It's a freaking frunk, man. There you go.
Yeah, it's a frunk. All right, so we're gonna wrap things up here. We're gonna get the next show in, but guys, thanks for listening. We got a lot more coming up. As we said, later this week, we're gonna talk to the guys from Ford about more about the F-150 Lightning. Thanks for everybody that's signing up for Bravago. Go to drinkbravago.com. This is our new hard seltzer that Goldberg and I are working on, and. I don't know if I mentioned it before, but our friends, the Shelby family, Aaron Shelby and his brother Sean, they're supporting it as well. So they're our partners in this project, as well as some others. Our official debut will be at Barrett Jackson, Las Vegas, June 17 through 19. I'll be there. Bill, you'll be there. You've got your motorcycle, this badass Jesse James motorcycle that you're going to be auctioning off, one of your personal bikes. So hopefully you guys come out. You want to bid on the bike? You want to have a drink with us? Hopefully we'll see you there. And if you don't bid on the bike, just come out and have a drink with us. It's going to be a fun event. I'm hearing that Vegas will be open, fully open by June 1st.
June 1st, yeah.
So I'm expecting good things. I think you were just out in Vegas for UFC. How's it looking out there so far, right?
No, I was in Houston, actually.
You were in
Saturday.
Houston. Okay, you're in Houston.
Yeah, a couple-hour drive from here. And, I wasn't out in Vegas yet. But from what I hear, things are really
– Well, you were with your Vegas buddy.
Play for June the 1st. 100%. It felt like Vegas.
It felt like Vegas. You're with your buddy from Vegas. And so I don't know. Maybe he had some insight as to how things seem to be turning out. Looks like they opening
up. Dana White's going to have some insight, so I'll just ask him.
Okay. All righty then. All right, guys. Thanks. I appreciate it. Until next. Of course, follow us on Twitter. You know the accounts of Moderator Goldberg, Goldberg's Garage. Goldberg 95, Goldberg's Garage on Instagram, and you can see what Bill's doing to his truck and some new product debuts and stuff like that. So thanks, guys. Until next time, keep the air and the spare in the bag and the wheel.
For the latest updates and call-in times, follow the show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at CarCast Show. If you'd like to write in, fill out the form on CarCastShow.com. And don't forget to give us a nice rating on iTunes. CarCast is a Corolla Digital production and is produced by Chris Loxamana. For more information, visit CarCastShow.com.